Schnell saying he will, quote, no longer be complicit in genocide as resorting to an extreme act of protest, end quote. Bushnell was rushed to the hospital where he died. News and analysis at townhall.com. The head of the Republican National Committee is stepping down.
Under pressure from national leadership, Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, says she will leave her post on March 8th. McDaniel has become a target of Donald Trump as the GOP presidential frontrunner moves towards an expected nomination and asserts control over the party. Trump says his preference for chair would be for North Carolina GOP chair Michael Whatley, a veteran operative focused in recent years on the prospect of voter fraud, and his daughter-in-law Laura Trump as committee co-chair. The RNC has a 168-member governing body that's expected to approve Trump's choices. McDaniel announced her decision in a statement Monday morning, saying she will allow the nominee to select a chair of their choosing. Jennifer King, Washington.
The 2024 presidential race heads to Michigan today. President Trump easily defeated Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina Saturday, essentially locking up the nomination. Haley's vowed to stay in the race. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world. And exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Puck.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
I mean, this truly is a threat to democracy. And I know that is a phrase that has been overused and seems hyperbole, but it certainly is not. You've got 91 bogus law fair indictments against Donald Trump.
The way Donald Trump has been treated in the judicial system is absolutely a threat to democracy. That's not an understatement.
$600 million in penalties against Donald Trump. And now you have some folks speaking out, some very, I would say, honest business people and even political leaders, some that you might not expect.
Okay.
Like Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush. The former Florida governor.
Yes, son of a president and brother of a president. He's like one of only two currently who can say that they're son of a president and brother of a president.
And he published, along with the co-founder of a company called Palantir, they published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal this past weekend condemning the politicized activist courts that are targeting conservative leaders for political gain.
So Jeb Bush.
Low energy Jeb.
Low energy standing there.
Yes.
He just needs, he's all got low energy. So he's coming out supporting Donald Trump.
He says, and I quote, in this op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, and he says, every American has a right to be critical of Mr. Trump's politics. One of us, speaking of himself, ran against him in 2016. However, the business environment will not prosper as long as there is this sort of politicization of the courts against
right.
political enemies.
Because if you can go against Donald Trump because you don't like his politics, and they clearly have gone against Donald Trump only because they don't like his politics, not because he's harmed anybody, but because they don't like his politics, then they can do that to anybody they don't like.
He says in this op-ed, this is Jeb Bush, if these rulings stand, the damage could cascade throughout the economy, creating fear of arbitrary enforcement against entrepreneurs who seek public office or raise their voices as citizens in a way that politicians dislike. Now, you know what's happening also to Elon Musk? There is a court in Delaware that is basically approved rolling back 5 years of Elon Musk compensation. So Elon Musk has a compensation package that is basically it's incentive-based or incentive-driven.
And this from the board of directors with Tesla.
And apparently they say it was too much. Mm-hmm. He was being paid more than comparably CEOs, et cetera.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is there another electric vehicle company built from scratch that is turning a profit? I think Musk is the only one. So how can you say he's comparable?
So a judge in Delaware has now ordered the unwinding of 5 years of Elon Musk's incentive-based compensation at Tesla, and that has been approved by 80% of the company's shareholders. So basically, a guy filed suit against Elon Musk. He held nine shares.
Just nine.
Nine shares in 2018. They were worth $200 then.
Mm-hmm.
They're worth $2,000 today. And now, and he's claiming that Elon Musk's compensation plan injured him. A guy that owns nine shares. I don't mean to belittle owning nine shares.
No, but when you're talking about Musk's making of billions, how much more do you think you would have made off of $200 investment?
Oh, but hold on. What about all of the folks that were enriched, all of the shareholders that were enriched because of Elon Musk's performance at Tesla?
Absolutely, because again, it's the only electric vehicle company that is turning a profit. Ford, GM, Chrysler, they're all having to cancel. They're all having to shutter some of their production because they're losing thousands and thousands of dollars on every single car they sell. Tens of thousands of dollars on every single car they sell.
So the co-author of this opinion piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal that was authored by Jeb Bush, low energy Jeb Bush.
Right.
And this gentleman named Joe Lonsdale, well, he went on CNN and he was asked about this, and here he is commenting about both Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
I would say that there's no one else in this country who would ever be fined even $50 million for this. And fining him $400 million for this or whatever it is, it's clearly because she's trying to get Donald Trump. And it's the same thing with what's happening to Elon right now. It's activist judges who are saying, if you speak up, if you're a target of our political party, of our ideology. I mean, Elon has the DOJ going after him. He has the Labor Department going after him. He has these fish and wildlife people delaying things for months for silly reasons, making him write book reports, you know, to them. And the whole system right now is being weaponized, and it's scary, and it's wrong. This is what happens in emerging markets. It's not what happens in great countries like America.
And he's absolutely right.
Except that it is happening in America. And it's been happening since Donald Trump came down that escalator. And that's the whole problem here. The way the left has gone, they claim Donald Trump is a dictator. They claim he's a fascist. But the way they've gone after him is dictatorial and fascist.
But see, you've got to go back, and I always go back to the founding fathers. Because
that's where it all started.
Well, they meticulously crafted a constitution that would serve as the bedrock of a government designed to protect the rights and liberties of its citizens.
Yes.
And the idea of government weaponizing its agencies against political adversaries,
mm-hmm.
that would have been blasphemy for the framers.
It absolutely was.
Because they envisioned a nation where the rule of law prevailed over personal or political vendettas.
But that's why I've said before, and I'm working on writing a book called the whole the flaw in the Constitution, because as John Adams said, our form of government, the Constitution, is only suitable for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the governance of any others. The judge in that Trump case where he fined him several hundred million dollars, $400 million, is that a moral person? Obviously not. The attorney general who got elected on a I'm going to get Donald Trump platform, is that a moral person? Absolutely not. Fannie Willis down in Atlanta, who has lied to the court about her relationship with Nathan Wade, who has gone after Trump for political reasons, not for legal reasons, who has hid her relationship with Nathan Wade. Is she a moral person? Absolutely not. And our Constitution is wholly inadequate to the governance of these kinds of people, especially when these kinds of people get into the judicial system and into those powers, those positions of power where they can use the judicial system for their political advantage.
And the weaponization of government is also, it destroys the American dream. I mean, it's a concept. The American dream is a concept that has fueled the aspirations of millions, but it is intrinsically tied to the principles of freedom mm-hmm. and opportunity mm-hmm. and justice. It envisions a society where individuals are free to pursue their ambitions without fear of reprisal from a powerful and overreaching government. But isn't that exactly what we have today?
The left says Donald Trump will destroy democracy. In order to prove it, they're going to destroy democracy. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, over the weekend, President Trump won the South Carolina Republican primary with 60% of the vote to Nikki Haley's 40%. The defeat is especially embarrassing for Haley, who was the governor of that state, a former two-term governor of South Carolina. Trump has now won all four of the early primaries for the Republican nomination, and the only races where Haley came in second were in states that came after Ron DeSantis dropped out. What's more is South Carolina has an open primary system, meaning you don't have to vote in the primary for your party. You can switch to the other party's primary election. So about 40% of Haley's vote came from independents and Democrats, not Republicans.
Well, she insists that she's in it through Super Tuesday. I mean, it's just, it's futile. Yeah. I mean, and she's obviously, as long as someone's writing the check for her, she's going to continue running.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Rona McDaniel is stepping down as the head of the Republican National Committee. McDaniel said she will officially leave that office on March 8th to allow for the RNC to select a new chair. Vice Chair Drew McKissick will also leave at the same time. This creates an opening at the top of the RNC, which will likely be filled by Trump loyalists. President Trump has already endorsed Drew McKissick to take the lead at the RNC and for his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, to become vice chair.
Now, what she said officially was that she wanted the presumptive nominee, President Trump,
yeah,
to be able to choose who the chairman of the Republican Party would be.
See, Trump gave her the opportunity to take the high road. She's taking the high road. I think this is the best for everybody involved. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, a college nursing student was murdered in Georgia over the weekend, allegedly by an illegal alien. Police in Athens, Georgia, have arrested Jose Ibarra, an illegal alien from Venezuela. Ibarra entered the United States in 2022 near El Paso, but he was released into the county, into the country, thanks to Joe Biden's lax border enforcement policies. Ibarra was later arrested in New York City, acting in a manner to injure a child under 17 and motor vehicle license violation. But New York released him quickly from jail as part of their sanctuary city policies. When the Associated Press first reported on the story, they intentionally did not mention Ibarra was an illegal alien.
I say the blood is on the hands of Joe Biden because he has sent the message that our laws in this country don't matter.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now. now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Whether you live out in the open range or in the big city, your gun is a part of your life. You're a law-abiding citizen who lives by the Second Amendment.
Gun is as good or as bad as the man using it.
No matter where you call home, you'll find the best selection for guns and accessories at RedRiverRange.com. RedRiverRange.com carries only the best brands of firearms, featuring handguns, rifles, shotguns, optics, and accessories. And RedRiverRange.com has selected products offered at a discounted price. Go to RedRiverRange.com. Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
My eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
You know, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi recently sat down for what was a very softball interview with Sky News. I
mean, all of her interviews are softball. Remember the one about all the ice cream? Hey, what kind of ice cream do you eat? Well, oh, you're in lockdown.
Please.
What?
Yeah, no.
Well, I've got a full drawer full of the ice cream. Really? What kind? Why don't you show us the flavors? Well, we've got chocolate. We've got vanilla. Oh, I like this one, butter pecan. Remember that?
Yes, yes. As she had the, what, $30,000 refrigerators behind her.
Yes. And by the way, gas grills too in her kitchen, even though she's trying to outlaw
Must be products. Nice to be the queen, because everyone else is tracking poop in San Francisco and hoping not to step in it.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, she was interviewed by Sky News, and of course, she went on to trash Donald Trump. Not a big surprise there.
I'm not surprised.
But it's so hilarious how she talks about how she is bipartisan. And when she said that she's always been bipartisan, my image goes instantly to her sitting behind the president of the United States at the State of the Union address as she
ripping up the official document, which, by the way, is a federal crime.
Take a listen. Here is Nancy Pelosi saying all kinds of crazy stuff.
Europeans here are worried. They see America and they say America is stepping back. You've dealt with Donald Trump. What advice would you give them?
Him?
First of all, she misunderstood the question completely. She was asking, what advice would you give Europeans who were concerned about Donald Trump being president again?
I see.
Have an intervention into your mental health, your political viability. He's really grotesque. And it's really a shame. And I never could talk politics when I go overseas, because that's just the way we have always been, very bipartisan when we go overseas. We may have our differences and we criticize the president at home.
Yeah, she's very bipartisan.
Very bipartisan.
She's talking with an international news agency trashing a president of the United States, calling him grotesque.
Saying the wrong one needs to get his mental health checked. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, do you ever get frustrated with how out of control things are? And if so, what do you do about it?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
I told me not to come. She said,
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Netteville and Kimberly Burleson. Oh boy, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's out of control going on in our world these days.
Oh yeah,
very difficult to keep things in perspective. I think sometimes you got AI, you got politics, you got international affairs, you got earthquakes and tornadoes and dogs and cats living together, all kinds of things.
Dogs and cats.
It's from Ghostbusters. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. We've got stuff that's out of our control.
It's so funny because with everything that feels like is out of control, everything in this world, what is the one thing that makes you feel like you're literally going to lose your mind, though, when it comes to your children?
Oh, when you see something that, when something happens, it feels so unfair. You feel like, you're like, you tell them, if you do this, if you grind it out, if you stay on this path, if you continue to work hard, I promise you, you're going to get your turn. And then when that doesn't happen, you run out of, like, you're like, oh God, please, I've been preaching this forever. You have to finally say, okay, I don't understand why you didn't get that job or you didn't get that promotion. You didn't get to start. You didn't get to do. But I promise you there's a higher purpose for everything. And there is. You can look back. It's the friendships you made, the connections you made, whatever. I don't know.
There's a higher purpose to it, but there's also a way that you can get there. You know, I was telling Terry the other day about hearing about Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift went through a period of time where all of her masters got bought by Scooter Braun, who she hates. So basically had full control over what she created. And she saw a tweet by Kelly Clarkson that said, then, go ahead and redo them. So that's what she did. She took her originals. Re-recorded them, yeah. But she called them Taylor's version so that now she had full control. And the speaker was talking about taking control over something that is feeling so uncontrollable inside of you, that's where our power comes from. Our power comes from taking something hard, turning it around and twisting it into something that is positive and something that you control. You can't control your emotions. You can't control how you see things. Or I know that when something bad happens to me, my first thought is, okay, what's the lesson, God? What is the lesson I'm supposed to learn in this? Because this is upsetting me. So what do I? And it's like the minute I turn it into what's the lesson, it changes it. Mm-hmm. It changes it from being pointed at me.
Right. Right.
Like I'm being punched in the gut. It feels like it's more a lesson and it's like I can deal with it better. And it's like what we're talking about with our kids, with the different things they go through. They say that you're only as happy as your saddest child. And so it's a very real thing. It's very easy to take control over things in our own lives. But when it comes to our children, it's hard. You don't have that control. So
the one thing that you do have control over is the choice to be happy in spite of
your
whatever
response to it.
Yeah, whatever's going around.
You can't control necessarily what's happening to you.
Right.
But you certainly can control how you choose to react to that.
That's right.
And I think that's where the serenity prayer really comes in helpful. Help me to change the things that I can. Help me to realize the things that I can. And help me to know the difference between the two of them. I think that's a really important thing because there's some things we can't change. We've got to find a way to be okay with those things we can't change.
And when you do learn that lesson and you do reach this place where you have that ability to see the other side of it, to kind of come around and see how this actually helped your life instead of hindered it, you have elevated yourself to the next level. Because it's a hard thing to do when, Kevin would throw that in my face, like, because I've said that our whole lives is, he would be an Eeyore about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, well, it's your choice. Happiness is a choice. So when, during those times when we were unhappy with each other, he would say, hey, happiness is a choice. And I would,
how dare you use my words?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maturely respond, well, I choose not to be happy. I'm choosing to be angry right now. It's so funny because they would make fun of me because I would have signs all over my. I'm one of those that Hobby Lobby has, like, all the signs, like, be a sweetie and flush, what is it? Like, don't tee on the sweet CD or whatever. And Kimberly came in to redecorate my house. And she was like, she came in and she was, and kept, they were making fun of me. And it's all these quotes to liberate and be positive affirmations and make you remember. And then if I wasn't in that mood, he would just point. What about that? And so anyway, she cleared, when she redid my house, she cleared me of all of my quotes.
So that Kevin doesn't have any ammunition.
Nothing to point to.
But the bottom line is, the way that you choose to respond to any situation is going to be the testament to your triumph. It's going to be the positive thing that you can use to help somebody else when they go through it. And it's a clear picture of God's purpose for your life is to learn from these lessons and do better, be better, live better, and help others.
You know, one of the things I'm most grateful for as a reporter, with my time being a reporter, I got to see different tragedies for people. Mm-hmm. So I would see how people would react when they had a house fire and they lost everything that they owned. They lost stuff.
Wow.
And then I would see how families would react when they lost a family member. Mm. And I realized I never wanted to act when I lost stuff the way some other family would have acted when they lost a family member.
So true.
And so when I did lose stuff in the middle of the night, some drunk driver came and took out the car.
That's right.
I was able to respond to it in the moment and go, you know what? Yeah. Something good's going to come out of this.
Yeah.
And so I was never really upset about that loss.
Yeah.
Because I decided ahead of time I was going to react to it.
Wow. Love that.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Turn that about Kimberly Burleson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers
because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact. President Reagan once said, if we don't know what we did, we don't know who we are. American Ground Radio features an online store with something for everyone. What makes America great? You'll find out when you read the book, Bright Spots, Big Country. You can help your kids and grandkids learn who they are as Americans with the Conservative Kid Growth Kit. Or listen to the educational CD, Freedom Rings. Shop today and go online at AmericanGroundRadio.com. Smells fresh and ready to go. American Ground Radio is as American as apple pie, except our content is more filling and less calories. If you missed a recent show or you want to hear a show again, you can listen anytime to any episode by subscribing to the American Ground Radio podcast. So have a slice of good, wholesome, conservative talk radio and subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
You know, there's approximately 14 states in our country.
No, there are 50 states in our country.
Okay, yes.
That's nowhere near 14.
I wasn't finished with my sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was merely the introductory phrase.
I see.
There are approximately 14 states in our country where there are no clear impediments to those states or local municipalities passing their own voter qualification laws. In other words, there are approximately 14 states that if they decided tomorrow to allow non-citizens to vote in their elections, it would be perfectly legal. And that may come as a shock, and I don't think it's just 14.
Like local municipalities, so like
14 like, states. 14 states, okay. Including California and Maryland.
Okay.
There are no clear impediments to the local jurisdictions within those states from passing their own voter qualification laws.
So what states did you mention? You mentioned California, you mentioned
Maryland. Arkansas.
So in Arkansas, so let's just say just
Colorado.
Colorado's a better choice. So let's say Colorado Springs next Tuesday decides, you know what, we're just going to let illegal aliens vote for elections in Colorado Springs. There's nothing in the Colorado Constitution that stops Colorado Springs from just doing that.
Not a chance. Not whatsoever.
That's a problem.
That is a problem. And I bring this up because in San Francisco, they're now allowing non-citizens to be part of their government.
Right. Not just that they are allowed to vote in the elections, but they're allowed to hold office. Non-citizens.
So there is an activist, they call him, an immigrant rights activist from Hong Kong. He was unanimously appointed by San Francisco's Board of Supervisors to the city's election commission. So think about that for a moment.
Wow.
Someone who is not a citizen.
He's a Chinese citizen.
Isn't even legally allowed to vote, at least for now.
Right.
Is now supervising elections in an American city.
We have somebody who is from China.
He's not a citizen of the United States. And I'll be very clear about this.
Right.
But yet he was just appointed.
He's a citizen of China, is overseeing the elections in the U.S. How is that not foreign interference in our elections? How is it? He's not allowed to give money to a presidential campaign.
And the victor.
How is he allowed to oversee the election of a president?
And in being appointed, the victory speech in Chinese.
No.
Reportedly.
He gave his victory speech for being appointed to this commission in Chinese.
Yeah, why demonstrate any attachment to American norms and customs when you can get celebrated for thumbing your nose at it?
This is how you destroy a country, because America only works as a nation of immigrants.
And I'm the first generation son of an Italian immigrant, so I understand the American dream all too well.
But it only works when the immigrants come here wanting to be Americans. We'll welcome you in from anywhere in the world, but this country doesn't work if you have people like Ilhan Omar who don't actually want to become Americans. They want to conquer Americans.
That's why, at one point at least, we were referred to as the Great Melting Pot.
Wow. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
So the Heritage Foundation puts out a list every year, the most economically free nations in the world. They're ranked on four main categories. The rule of law. You got to have the rule of law if you're going to be economically free, right? Government size. If you got a big, big government, then you got a problem. They're going to be taking over the economy.
Smaller government is better government.
Regulatory efficiency. Yes, you do have to regulate markets, but you got to be, you know, fair and even with that.
You got to take your foot or the boot off of the necks of small business people.
And that's where you get to the last one. Open markets. How open are the markets? Is it easy to get in? Is it easy to get out? That type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
The Daily Signal wrote about this. The economic freedom correlates significantly with overall well-being, which includes such factors as health, education, the environment, innovation, and democratic governance. On these critical policy implications, it should be kept in mind that economic freedom, not the environmental, social, and governance agenda, makes America and the world cleaner, safer, and better governed. Yeah.
Well, I think a prosperous... Look, A prosperous country makes it possible to have a strong military. A strong military makes it possible to have a peaceful world.
That's true. Well, here's another way of thinking about this. On the environment, the cleanest countries are the richest countries. Because on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you're not going to care about picking up litter if you don't have food. You're just not going to give a damn. So you have to have rich, wealthy countries in order to have a pristine environment. That's just a fact of life.
Well, and look, and the United States, some folks may say, is a very charitable country.
Sure.
But again, when I guess some folks would also argue that the government is confiscating your money, your tax dollars.
That's not charity.
And that's not charity. But yeah. Nevertheless, we do a great deal of good as a nation.
Yes.
All around the planet.
All right. Now, to give you an example of how this list works, here's a list of some of the least free nations in the world. These are the five least free nations in the world. Ready?
Okay.
Number five, Zimbabwe. Number four, Sudan. Number three, Venezuela. Number two, Cuba. Number one, North Korea. Not a list you want to be on. Make sense?
Well, yeah.
You got 176 nations that were ranked in this study. China comes in at 151. Iran is 169. Clearly, those are two nations you don't want to be like.
No, I was just thinking that Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. you know, he likely is excited about being number one, right?
Yeah, on the most repressive government in the world.
It's not funny. Not funny, but I'm just saying.
All right. So, Lewis, can you name the 10 freest nations on Earth, the 10 nations with the highest economic freedom?
The United States.
Nope.
United States is not on this list.
Not in the top 10.
According to who?
According to the Heritage Foundation.
The Heritage Foundation.
Yep.
Canada?
Nope.
Mexico?
Nope.
Japan?
Nope.
The 10 freest nations on Earth.
Economically freest.
Great Britain?
Nope.
You've got to be kidding me. China?
Oh no! China came at 150.
Oh yeah, no, that's already. I'm just. My mind is just boggled at this point.
All right, let me go through the top 10. Number one, Singapore. Number two, Switzerland. Three, Ireland. Four, Taiwan. Five, Luxembourg. Six, New Zealand. Seven, Denmark. Eight, Estonia. Nine, Sweden. 10, Norway. Where does the U.S. rank? Number 25.
Number 25?
We're behind Chile.
Behind Chile?
Which used to be a military dictatorship back in the 1980s. The United Arab Emirates. We're behind the United Arab Emirates. We're behind Canada, Germany, South Korea, and Australia.
Okay, so let's just go back over them again. So the four main categories you're talking about, rule of law,
uh-huh.
government size,
yep.
regulatory efficiency,
yep.
and open markets.
How's our rule of law doing these days? We doing great with that? Oh, no, we're prosecuting political opponents.
Yeah, we're weaponizing the Department of Justice.
How about government size? The government's larger than it's ever been. How about regulatory efficiency? Biden keeps jacking up all these regulations to stop you from being able to do what you want to do with your business and your family. How about open markets?
Open markets where we're forcing electric vehicles
onto the gasoline market. What's more, this is the lowest the U.S. has ever ranked. We're no longer considered a free nation anymore. We're classified as mostly free, but we're only one space away from being moderately free. That would put us in the same category as nations like Mexico, Vietnam, or Saudi Arabia. This is the worst the U.S. has ever done on this survey.
But, you know, Donald Trump has said many times, if you have no borders, you have no country. I wonder how these countries handle their border. Maybe that's why they're more prosperous, more free.
Try and sneak across the border in South Korea, see what happens. Ain't gonna be good.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Tired of living in pain every day? Are you suffering from stress or having trouble sleeping? Your solution is CBD Pure. CBD Pure works and they guarantee it or your money back. CBD Pure offers your choice of soft gels or oils, or try their muscle and joint cream for sore muscles and tired joints. My wife enjoyed her best sleep in years when she uses CBD Pure. CBD Pure has 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy with the results, just send your order back within 90 days of your purchase and CBD
CBD Pure will refund your purchase price. And right now, get 15% off plus free shipping when you use the code AGR. That's 15% off and no shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and get 15% off plus free shipping. Enjoy life and feel healthy again. Go to CBDPure.com.
Every law-abiding citizen deserves the right to arm themselves and protect their family and property. If an intruder trespasses onto your property tonight, you have the right to defend yourself and your family. If you're looking for the right firearm, contact the experts at Red River Range. From handguns to rifles to shotguns and accessories, Red River Range has it all. Go to RedRiverRange.com and find protection for your family. That's RedRiverRange.com. If you have a question, call Red River Range at 318-716-3111.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them, and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
My eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day. Fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy. On air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, we have talked about the second sentence of Declaration so many times on this show.
Yeah, it's important.
But though, the bottom line is that without the Creator, there are no rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Because
there are no rights, period.
In the Declaration of Independence, right there, the second sentence, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Yes.
That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Yes. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right. Preach it.
And it's not just, that's there for a reason. And the reason is that we're all free to believe what we wish.
Okay.
But the bottom line is our rights don't come from a government. Our rights come from God.
Louis, you're starting to sound like a Christian nationalist.
Well, I understand that. And the reason that you are saying that is because there was a journalist or a pundit,
Heidi Prisbola,
that over the weekend,
she's one of the top reporters for Politico.
She appeared on MSNBC,
right?
And she said, No. Christian nationalists believe that rights come from God, not from government. I mean, it's like she never considered this before. Take a listen.
You're going to hear words like Christian nationalism, like the new apostolic reformation. These are groups that you should get very very schooled on, because they have a lot of power in Trump's circle. And the one thing that unites all of them, because there's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not nationalists, is very, very different, is that they believe that our rights as American beings, any earthly authority, they don't come from Congress, they don't come from the Supreme Court, they come from God. The problem with that is that they are determining men are determining what God is telling them. And
I'd be very interested to see what she actually defines as Christian nationalists, because I think she's creating a straw man. But OK,
I guess those truths aren't as self-evident as they used to be.
You know what, though? I was looking at some of the responses to what Ms. Prisbala did, and I think there might be a bright spot in it.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. My future's so bright, I gotta wear a shade.
So she's trying to denigrate Trump supporters as Christian nationalists because they believe that rights come from God, not from man. By the way, she's wrong. It's not Christian nationalists who believe that. Anyone who considers themselves to be an American patriot must believe that. It's in the idea of America itself. It's in the Declaration of Independence. Look, the definition for patriot is someone who loves their country, right? Well, America was not built on territory. America was not built on clan. It was not created on race. It was created on the idea. So if you want to say, I love America, you must love the idea the country was founded on. Otherwise, you cannot logically consider yourself to be a patriot.
But see, there's a certain level of disdain in her comment for religion in general, right? It's not just that she doesn't understand the political philosophy that is embodied in the Declaration of Independence. It's that you who have faith in a God, well, you think it is supreme and that you don't recognize that the government is supreme.
And it's also kind of interesting to hear people who don't quite sound like Christians tell me what Christians believe. Anyway, here's the bright spot. You ready for the bright spot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of people realize Heidi Prisbala is way wrong on this. And there's been a lot of pushback online. But I think one of the best was in a video posted by Bishop Robert Barron, a Catholic bishop with a YouTube channel. Take a listen.
And may I say, everybody, it is exceptionally dangerous when we forget the principle that our rights come from God and not from a government. Because the basic problem is, if they come from the government or Congress or the Supreme Court, they can be taken away by those same people. This is opening the door to totalitarianism. This is not some kind of religious nationalism or sectarianism. It's one of the sanest principles of our democratic governance, that our rights come from God. Yes, government exists to secure these rights, the Declaration says, not to produce them.
Government doesn't create our rights. Other people don't create your rights. And here's the thing. One of the things about rights, if something truly is a right, nobody else has to do anything for
you
to have it.
You're born with what many call human rights, which means you have them by virtue of being human.
But by being born, you have the right to life. Whatever right you actually have, you have that at birth. You have liberty when you're born. Is somebody going to be able to tell you to stop screaming? I mean, they can try, but they can't make you stop screaming.
And
you have the liberty to scream from birth.
No, and I was going to say, the notion that this is only a belief that is forwarded by so-called Christian nationalist is the ultimate leftist fever dream, right?
Right. And by the way, a Christian nationalist would be someone who tries to create a country based on Christ as the Christianity. You would have to say this sect of Christianity is what the nation's going to be built on. That's not what America is about. America, we can say our rights come from the Creator, but one of the rights you have is the liberty to worship that Creator however you choose. And that's ingrained in the founding as well.
And the Declaration of Independence doesn't say the Christian Creator.
It doesn't.
It just says the Creator. You have to believe that your rights come from some superior being
and not some reporter for Politico.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Every law-abiding citizen deserves the right to arm themselves and protect their family and property. If an intruder trespasses onto your property tonight, you have the right to defend yourself and your family. If you're looking for the right firearm, contact the experts at Red River Range. From handguns to rifles to shotguns and accessories, Red River Range has it all. Go to redriverrange.com and find protection for your family. That's redriverrange.com. If you have a question, call Red River Range at 318-716-3111.
Tired of living in pain every day? Are you suffering from stress or having trouble sleeping? Your solution is CBD Pure. CBD Pure works and they guarantee it or your money back. CBD Pure offers your choice of soft gels or oils, or try their muscle and joint cream for sore muscles and tired joints. My wife enjoyed her best sleep in years when she uses CBD Pure. CBD Pure has 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy with the results, just send your order back within 90 days of your purchase and CBD Pure will refund your purchase price. And right now, get 15% off plus free shipping when you use the code AGR. That's 15% off and no shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and get 15% off plus free shipping. Enjoy life and feel healthy again. Go to CBDPure.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Smells fresh and ready to go. American Ground Radio is as American as apple pie, except our content is more filling and less calories. If you missed a recent show or you want to hear a show again, you can listen anytime to any episode by subscribing to the American Ground Radio podcast. So have a slice of good, wholesome, conservative talk radio and subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Lewis Sarr Avalone.
Well, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles chapter now says that if you are a Taylor Swift fan, you must be a racist. Now she says,
Wait, why?
No explanation.
Is this because Taylor Swift beat Beyonce out for that MTV Video Award back in the early 2000s that Kanye came up and said, I'm going to let you finish? Is this because of that again still?
She doesn't specify the reason. She just says that she feels like Taylor Swift fans are racist.
And wait. So she's judging people based off the color of their skin?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's what Black Lives Matter is all about.
Okay.
But it doesn't exist without...
Doesn't that make you... If you like a white singer and that makes you racist, doesn't that thought process make someone racist if they think that someone's racist simply because of the color of the skin of the person they like?
Well, yeah, but she didn't stop with Taylor.
Oh.
Her boyfriend, Travis Kelce,
yeah,
said that... She says that the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl
yeah.
was a right-wing white supremacist conspiracy.
I see. So wait, real quick, just so I have this straight down. Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for the...
Yeah, don't get me started with logic
what,
here.
What race is he?
But oh, see, here's
oh,
the thing.
He's mixed. Here, oh, yeah.
Here's what this proves is when you have a victim mentality, there will never be enough